Amid our own economic troubles, it can be easy to forget the aftermath of a natural disaster. A cyclone killed about 85,000 people in Myanmar earlier this year. 3 months later, the survivors are still recovering, and some got a visit from John Holmes. He's the United Nations Humanitarian Chief.
I went to a place called Setsan, which is a village I'd been to 2 months ago. That was a month after the cyclone. We're still pretty much wrecked. People were living in some tented encampments. The school had been destroyed, and people were just standing around in a rather hopeless way. And when I went back this time, virtually all the houses have been repaired in some way, either with a new roof or at least a tarpaulin over the roof. Some new houses have been built. A temporary school has been built, and it was working while I was there. People are beginning to start working in the fields again, planting the rice. Fishermen had some new boats they were starting to use. So there were some good signs. Although we need to reach people right down in the south of the delta with more aid, because that's where it's so difficult to get at, because you can only get at it with small boats or no roads whatsoever down there. I think we have made some progress, but we've got a huge amount still to do.
When you say people were starting to plant rice in this huge rice-growing region, is this the normal planting season?
It is a normal planting season. There's a couple more weeks still available to plant rice. Now, not everybody's going to be able to do that because a lot of fields were flooded and were flooded with salt water, which is a problem. But the monsoon rains have washed a lot of the salt out. So the situation there is not quite as bad as we feared, although, of course, the rice harvest will be significantly down, and that's why people will need food assistance, food aid from the World Food Programme and others for several months to come before they can start harvesting and make sure they've got enough food to live on in a sustainable way.
Can people afford food besides whatever they get from the World Food Programme?
Some people have money, many people don't. That's why they need this kind of assistance. They need more help with shelter, they need more help with food, we need to get more clean water to them, we need to make sure they've got all the medical aid they can deal with. Because a lot of them don't have money because their livelihoods are gone. Most of them are farmers and fishermen. They need to restart that. We're trying to make sure with all the other partners we're working with that they have seeds, they have fertilizers, they have some kind of plows they can use because most of the water buffalo were killed in the cyclone as well. So they can restart that. The fishermen need boats and nets to restart their lives.
Striking little detail there. It sounds like whether your water buffalo survived and you can plow might make the difference between success and failure, or even life and death for a family.
Well, that's absolutely right, and that's why we need to make sure they do have the basic necessities of life, you know, for a six-month or a nine-month period for those who have not been able to plant this year, because these are people who are living on the edge of the poverty line or below the poverty line at the best of times. When you've had a major disaster like that, then whether they can plant their rice for next year is exactly the difference between life and death, and that's where we can make a difference.
Even though it sounds like you're hopeful that a lot of people are receiving assistance and will, did you look around that village you were in and think to yourself that in 6 months or 9 months of very difficult living, a lot of these people will not be there if you return to that village again?
I don't think people are dying. I don't think we've seen people dying from starvation, although a lot of people are hungry. They've not got as much food as they would like. This is a very difficult thing to live with, but they're a very resilient group of people. They are very good at helping each other. I've no doubt they'll pull through it, although it will take 2 or 3 years at the best before lives are fully back to normal.
John Holmes is Humanitarian Chief for the United Nations and has just finished a 3-day mission to Myanmar. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.